So I've made it to that time of the year again. It's November. I've attended all my workshops, I've watched all my lectures, I've handed in all my assignments. And in case you're still guessing what's happening, we're just about to go into semester two exams. So a pretty stressful time. And I wanted to give you a few handy hints on how to survive this time and maybe even actually enjoy it. So tip number one. Make sure you stayed on top of everything during the semester. Attend all your workshops and your lectures. Keep up-to-date notes summarizing what the content of each week. And when you come to exams, this will just make life a lot easier and you'll be avoiding that horrible, dreaded cramming technique that you don't want. Tip number two, planning, 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 and more planning. I suggest that you map out your day with a half an hour break every 2 hours of study, and this will just keep you focused and will help all of that foot knowledge really sink into the long-term memory. On your break, you should do something enjoyable, something that makes you feel a bit relaxed, like perhaps a body attack class, or you could go for a hot chocolate with a friend, or you could even find a good book to read. Whatever it is that makes you feel happy. Tip number three. Have an area of your room that you associate with calmness and serenity. So I know this probably sounds a bit weird, but I have this yellow wooden Buddha. And in my room, he sits on my desk next to my vanilla IKEA candle. And whenever I look at him, I just feel relaxed. So you need to find something like that, where you can just glance at and it just takes all the stress away. Tip number four. Don't oversleep. I do this all the time, and believe me, it's not productive at all. Last exam period, I was sleeping so much that I started having nightmares about my exams. It was just horrible. And if you're oversleeping, you're definitely procrastinating. And let's face it, procrastinating never got anyone anywhere. Tip number five. When you're trying to memorize, don't just read your notes in your head or under your breath. This won't do much. You need to find an audience that will listen to you so that you can explain it to them like you're giving your own lecture in your very own house. So you need to get your dog, your rabbit, your guinea pig, mum, dad, your brother, or in my case, your cat, and just recite it to them over and over again. And finally, tip number six, plan something really fun for when your exams finish. This could be a holiday, a night out with your friends, a breakfast date, just even a sleep in, just something that you will really enjoy and something that you can look forward to and get you through all those stressful and boring study moments. Well, that's my study break over, so I better get back to the books. Thanks for listening to my video blog this year. I've really enjoyed having you along for the journey and showing you all about my university life. And I hope to see you around the campus next year. See ya!